Oh, no,
Okay,
it's fine.
okay. Now, still muted?
No, fine.
You can hear, okay. So the Gemara had a Havamina here on Daf Ches that according, there was a Machlokes HaTanaim, when does the Shnas HaYovel begin? Does it begin Rosh Hashanah or the Shnas HaYovel, or does it only begin after Yom Kippur? Because one or two or three things are ma'akev in the Kedushas HaYovel. One Tana holds that the Tkiyah Shofar is ma'akev, because Tkiyah Shofar is done on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, and the Torah under the auspices of the Bez Nagadol. So that's why that makes sense. The Bez Nagadol is, in, according to the Rambam, Bez Nagadol is in charge of Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashanah and counting the years for Yovel. So the Bez Nagadol's blank Shofar is ma'akev in the Nachalos Kedushas HaShanah. The other Tana holds that it's not the Tkiyah Shofar that's me'akev, but rather Shiloh HaAvodim is me'akev, because it says Kiddush Shnasa Chamishim Shana across from Dror Ba'aretz. Sounds like Dror means setting for the other. And then the third, that's not like Satan. I mean, the third one is a test of based on Shlosh Tamiyakev, Ram passes all three. And Shiloh HaAvodim. And Tkiyah Shofar, all three are Miyakev. Mean, what do you mean, all three are Miyakev? Let's say there are 1,000 people have an Eved Ivri, and 1,000 set free the Eved Ivri, and one doesn't. So because of one person, it holds back the whole Kedusha. Yeah, Mesami go Ruba Kukula. Let's say also, one person doesn't want to observe the Din and Chumash to give back the field. 1,000 people have a Zdei Mikne, and the Din is in. When it comes to Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, supposed to revert back to become a stay achuza, go back to the original owner, and one person doesn't want to give it back. The people, the stomach, I imagine. So that's why one time is of the opinion that the Kedusha Yom Yovel only begins from Yom Kippur, since Tkiyah Shofar is Me'akev, according to the one who holds Tkiyah Shofar is Me'akev, so it only begins on Yom Kippur. I don't know, what's the din? In Shnas HaYovel, there's an Isur Avodas HaKarka, like in Shnas HaShmita. So what's the din in Aseres Meitshuva? According to that Tani, you're allowed to do Avodas HaKarka? According to Rabbi Shmuel, according to, what's the name of the Tana? Who holds that the Avodim, Rabbi Shmuel, Benosha Rabbi Yochanan Membreiko, holds from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, everything is a suffix. So the added if he doesn't go for yet, but he doesn't have to worry about the oven, because it may turn out, it'll be that it was really Shnas HaYovel from day number one. According to the other Tana, you have to work the first 9 days till Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. You can't do Melacha on Yom Kippur on Rosh Hashanah, but it can still function as an Eved Ivri. So what's the din? Is Mutab Avod is a Kaka? I don't know. I didn't have a chance to have a look in the Tori Evan and the Sfasemis. What do they say? According to the one Tana, Kedushas Yovel begins on Yom Kippur. So the first 9 days is not Kedushas Yovel. Mutabavod is a karka. It's hard to imagine. I don't know. Anyway, that's how we pass in the Shlosh Miyakim. That's the days. So we pass in Shlosh Miyakim, all three. Chazorus, Nesu, Balei, and Tia, Shefer. And Shiloh, all three, and Miyakim, and Kedushas Yovel. So the Gemara had a shaila, according to the Tana, that the din of Yom Kippur, the din of Yovel only begins starting from Yom Kippur. What happened in the Kedushas Yovel continues into the next year, first 10 days of the next year. So the Gemara says, no. So the Gemara had two suggestions. One, maybe because the whole year from Yom Kippur Shal Yovel to Yom Kippur of Shnas Aleph, the 51st year.
You're very choppy. I don't know why. Could somebody see what's going on? Am I the only one?
Let me see.
Problem?
Oh, sure, it's choppy. It's not plugged in.
Oh.
I also had trouble.
Okay. I thought it was my hearing.
Huh? I had problems. I thought it was just me.
If everybody could be on mute, it would be better.
Okay.
better?
We'll soon let us see. Okay, now I'm plugged in.
What's
the problem? Sound wasn't working. Fixed. Well, it wasn't plugged in, so it wasn't. Does the Malay Sahana, whether the Gusha Sashana of the begins from Rosh Hashanah or begins from Yom Kippur? So the Gemara had a Havamin, according to the Tana, that the Kedushas Yovel begins from Yom Kippur. Maybe it extends till next Yom Kippur. Maybe 7 days into the next year. Maybe it's a whole year from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur. Or maybe there's a din of Masif and Mechol Al HaKadosh. So maybe even though the Yovel Shkufa should be over at Rosh Hashanah of the next year, maybe you should most Mechol Al HaKadosh till the next Yom Kippur to the year, following year. So the Gemara says, no, the Pesach Kedush and Shas HaChamishim Shana, only the 50th year, and you don't give Kedusha to the first 10 days in the 51st year. So the Gemara asks the whole discussion on Daf Tes, where did you get this assumption from, that there's a Din Masif Mechol Al HaKadosh? So that's what we left in the middle. So the Gemara here had a question, the Pesach. So we said, the Chumash tells us on Shabbos how to do it. And there are many number of laws included. So there was a Malkus Tanayim, why is Havara mentioned separately?
Rebbe, according to one that holds, it starts from Yom Kippur. So what happens from? So the 10 days, so it's made sure what happens. According to Mandy,
So the Yevid doesn't have to do work because it may turn out that he's a lawyer Muslim that it started from the beginning. But I don't know, is it mutter to do avoda sakarka? We have to look up in I don't know. It sounds to me surprising that it should be mutter to do avoda sakarka till Yom Kippur. Maybe we'll never find out. Maybe we pass in that it's Chalam Afreya. I think we pass in it is Chalam Afreya. All the three things are miyakev. One of them is tkiyah shayf, and kippur shayf, and kippur shayf, and kippur shayf, under the auspices of the Bez Nagorol. Then it will become yayvul mila mafreya, starting from Rosh Hashanah. So then it will be also Bavu Zakaka. My question only was, according to the other Tana, that holds that it doesn't, it's chala mafreya, it's only mikanal habo. So he really means it's not yayvul yet. You're allowed to do Bavu Zakaka. I don't know. I have to look in the Achrayin. So the Gemara asks, how do you know this din of Masif and Mechol Al HaKadosh? So there was, so Tosfos on Tesam and Aleph refers you to the Gemara. Let's see, where was that Tosfos? Tosfos on Tesam and Aleph. Dibra Maschal, the Rabbi Yishmael. They quote, my Kotn Abdallah, the Gemara says that there's a Halacha Moshe Mesinai of Esenetias. There's a din, the law has a din, and a rule and an exception. The rule is a din of Tosefes Shemitah, all year as Kedusha. So there's a din of Tosefes Shemitah, you have to start, you're not allowed to water the trees a month before, a while before Shemitah begins. But if it's Esenetias, Netias means young saplings, and it's planted in such a distance from each other that they're going to grow well. So that's an exception to the rule because they need water. That's part of the Halacha Moshe Mitzina. So the Halacha Moshe Mitzina gives you the rule and the exception to the rule. The rule is that there's Masif Mechol Al HaKadosh. So Tosfos asks, what is Agamar Daf Tesam and Aleph and Rosh Hashanah discussing? What's the mocker for the din of Masif Mechol Al HaKadosh? It's part of the Halacha Moshe Mitzina. What's the mocker? So Tosfos says, no, we knew the Makkah was the Halacha Moshe Mitzina, but we have a cloud in the Gemara. It's in a few places. One place is in Masechet Shabbos, the Gemara talks to the Rebbe of the Nilo. So it is in the middle of the Zman, it's in the Shabbos. So the Gemara says, how do you know that there's such a din? And the Chumash, it never says explicitly that Mil of the Zman is Dech HaShabbos. It's learned that from Psukim. So one Tana is of the opinion that it's Halacha Moshe Mitzina. The Gemara says, how can it be Halacha Moshe Mitzina? The whole discussion, how do you know the din of Nefesh Shabbos? So One time it says it's called Chema from Milo. If Milo is Mazdech Shabbos only Sakana one Aver, you do Milo the Shabbos because it's Sakana Saver. That's a problem. Who says it? What does it have to do with Sakana Saver? So that's the question. What's Pshat in the Gemara? But that's the Gemara. If an Aver Echad Yimalavim Chal Shabbos, so if the Sakana Saver, all the Ramach Evorim are involved in the Sakana, so for sure it's Dech Shabbos. Kalb Chema. So the Gemara says, but if the din of Mila Bizman is Decha Shabbos, if that din itself is only Halacha Moshe Misinai, so then you can't extend Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Nida Shatarn it Reshes Behem, that you make a Kavuchayim and a Mamatzina and you extend all the dinim. It's supposed to be written in one area Halacha, so you extend it. Let's say, Ovis Tzikin, Zorbar Mavavavavavar. Then we say, Tol the same Kayetz Behem, whatever is sufficiently similar to the Ovis, as the same din of the others. How do you know? That's a din of Mamatzinu. That's a, most of the dinim and the Torah. The Gemara has a lashon. Kol haTorah kula is medam and milsa the milsa. Most of the dinim of the Torah Shabbat Peh are bistam medam and milsa the milsa. That's how the poskim in recent years, that's how they write shulis. The Gemara has a case. The Gemara says a din in the case. In our case, if it's sufficiently similar to the case in the Gemara, it's going to have the same din. That's a Mamatzinu, medam and milsa the milsa. So the Gemara says, Kal v'chaymer, or Mamatzinu, you can only extend the din that's chumash. Shor bor ha-mabrehev is in chumash. So let me say, to the same, it told us are sufficiently similar to the others, they should have the same din. Or it says in the chumash that the karshe ha-mishkan, the mishkan had kroshim, wooden boards, and was atzishitim omdim. What does it mean omdim? Kederach gedilosam. You had to have the kroshim the same way it grew from the ground, not to have it upside down. So from there you learn out that the Dalaminim Shebululu have to be Kedar Kedilos. You extend it to Kol HaTarkulim. Whenever there's a din that you need a natural item for a mitzvah, if there would have been a din that an Aron Kodesh has been made from wood, it wouldn't require Kedar Kedilos. There is no such din. An Aron Kodesh is made from metal. It can be made from plastic. You don't need an Aron Kodesh. So since there isn't such a din, so you don't need Kedar Kedilos. But you learn out. It's you need Kedar Kedilos. So from there you derive to Kol HaTarkulim. That's a mamatzin. So the Gemara says, "Mehilchas aloy afin." That's what Taisa says. If the whole source of Masif and Mechal al Hakodesh would have been the Halacha Moshe Misinai of Esenidias, that it has a rule and an exception to the rule. The rule is Masif and Mechal al Hakodesh. The exception to the rule is Esenidias because it needs a lot of water. So that's a Yotzman HaKlal. It's like I have said Merube. That's a Yotzman HaKlal. So the whole mocker would have been from the Shabbos. He wouldn't be able to learn out Shabbos Yanta from a Kavu Chaim. Shabbos Yanta, Yom Kippur, had more Kedusha than Shnas HaShmiya. Shnas HaShmiya, only two or three Melochas HaRasa. Shabbos Yanta, all the Lamentas Melochas HaRasa. So that's what Tosh says. Mehilcha Sola Yafina. So that's why our Gemara is discussing, how do you know in Tosh Basaf? Because the din must be from the Kodesh. If the whole mock is only going to be from the Halacha Moshe Sinai, to the Midrash, the Midrash is Ben. If you have a right to extend the din in any case, it should be similar, wouldn't apply to the Halacha Moshe Sinai. So that's what the text says in the Gemara. So the famous Mordechai and Megill, who made it famous to Mordechai and Avram Kotz, as other people read Mordechai, the Avram and Hilchus Shabbos calls the following Mordechai. Mordechai is working on the assumption, and Primogodim, everybody says the Primogodim has a Psicha Kolevas to Orechaim, which is really a general introduction to all of Torah Shabbat Peh. So he starts off with the following discussion. He quotes the Sefer Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva is one of the early operating for the 1500s, I'm not sure. So the Be'er Sheva is bothered with the Kasha, the Gemara, and Gittin. Around the test, as a mother, the Bechan and the Rabbi Lot, the Talmud, the Rabbi Yah, is Rotor, the Chsab, the Rotor is Balpah. How can it be such a machloik as the Be'er Sheva? I said, how can it be a machloik? Look in any library, the Torah Shem Bechsab is Chof Dalet Zvar, the 24 keys, like a Chamishu Chum Shetoira, and another 19, Yeshua, Shoft, and Shmuel, Malochim. So the Sacha Kol is 24. According to one opinion, Megillas Esther is not included in Tanakh, so there's only 23. You look in the library, you have 24 spots on one shelf. Then you have the rest of the library. You have Mishnahis and Tosefthis and Baflin, Yisham, Yisham, Shonar. Of course, Rav Torah is about that. But Rav Torah is because Rav Torah is about that. So the Be'er Sheva and Hergis, Be'er Sheva wrote like Tesis. He wrote his own Tesis. Sometimes it's Kisvei Yad from Rishonim. Sometimes he wrote his own Shtikloch Torah. So he wrote on Maseches Arias. They quote the Rishonim every so often. I don't quote stuff from the Rishonim. So the Be'er Sheva is bothered with this kash. He says the bulk of the Torah the Rambam wrote in the Hakdamah to Pirshei Mishnah is printed at the end of Brachas that there are five parts to Torah Shebal Peh. So he said one part is Halachas L'Moshe Messina, and there aren't so many. And he says I'm going to give you the full listing, and he gives you a listing. We mentioned it. Right? He gives you a listing, and it's missing 2/3 of the Halachas L'Moshe Messina. On the bottom of the page, in all the editions of the Gemara Brachas, they both look at this year. Because the Rambam is listing a full list of all the halachas l'moshe Messina, and he left out 2/3 of them. He only has 1/3. So we spoke about that. The Netziv comes to defend the Rambam. He explained why the Rambam didn't consider, why the Rambam didn't count all the other 2/3. So that's one part. And he says there aren't so many halachas l'moshe Messina. Then he says you have pirushim hamikubalim l'moshe Messina, certain phrases. And if you look in the dictionary, that let's say pre-Eitzada, you look every word, a lot of people did the description, but you have Pirushim HaMukbal HaMashina, then the context of that passage, that phrase means Esrog. That's it.
Rabbi, you're breaking up the people. You're not, I know what's happening today.
They'll break you up.
Yeah, somebody just sent me a message. I don't know why, it's very hard today. It's not good. I don't know what's going on. I thought it was me, but I just got a message from someone else.
How can we fix this? Before your chair, it'll be better. Let's put this in there. Let's put this in there. What do we need to open for? Yeah.
We'll see if it's any better now.
Oh, could you please start from the Be'er Sheva again? It was from the Prima Gadim over there, please.
So the Gemara, and we'll start from the again. So the Gemara Gittin around Daphne and Tess and Hanizok and has a machlekes Rabbi Yechan and the Rebbe Loza, his Talmud, where the Rav Torah is Bichsav and Rav Torah is Bapeh. So the Be'er Sheva asks, how can they have a machlekes? Obviously, Rav Torah is clearly about peh. There's very little bichsav. So he says, the Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to the Pirshei Mishnah that there are five parts to the Torah Shebal Peh. So he says, one part is halachas l'moshe Messina. And that's clearly Torah Shebal Peh. But there aren't so many. He says, I'm going to give you the full list. Gives you a list. Then he says, another part is pirushim hamukubalim l'moshe Messina. So here and there, there's a phrase in Chumash. Like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, they spoke about him. What does it mean? It's unclear in the pasuk. So the Targum Onkelos gives it kiisha kushis lokach, and he divorced her. That's what they were saying. It doesn't say it in the Chumash. That's Pirush Mankabal Moshe Messina. Onkelos puts in a pshat. Then it says ayin tachasayin. So the Rambam says in Hilchas Chayvul LaMazik, every Bezdin in the world saw by the earlier generation, no one ever did Ayin Tachasayin literally. The tradition always had Ayin Tachasayin means mom. It's an expression. Every language has certain expressions. If you just look in a dictionary, you translate every word, you're not going to know what that expression means. That's Pirush Mam Kabbalah Moshe. So there aren't so many. There aren't so many. Pirush Mam Kabbalah Moshe Messina. Then he says, number four, we didn't get to three. Number three is all the drushes that are learned out from, all the dinim that are learned out from Midrash are turned to drushes. Then you have number four and five parts to the Torah Shebal Peh, are the Gzeris de Rabbanon and the Takanas de Rabbanon. Mikra, Megillah, and Hatlokas Neres Chanukah is a mitzvah mid de Rabbanon, Takanah. Then you have Gzeris de Rabbanon. You're not allowed to write with your left hand on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry in a carmelis. You're not allowed to eat chicken and milk. All the Gzeris de Rabbanon. So the Be'er Sheva writes, the Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lozer, is they both agree that the bulk of the Torah Shebal Peh, leaving out the Gzeris and Takanas, the bulk of the Torah Shebal Peh are the dinim that are based on Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. And the Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lozer, is since it's based on reading in between the lines, in the Chumash Klal, Prat Klal, or Adav Shoy B'Klal, Yatzim Menach Klal, or Kal V'Chaymer, Mamotzin, or that, Is it nidan ketorah shebichsav? No, it's nidan ketorah shebaal peh. That's the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. They both agree the bulk of Torah shebaal peh is the dinim that are based on Midrash HaTorah and Resh Mem, and that's what they're arguing, since it's you're reading in between the lines where the din is. So then the question is, but what's the difference? So what's an afkamina in the machlokes? Whether it's nidan, it's deraisa. What's the difference whether it has a din like Torah shebichsav or Torah shebaal peh? So he has to come up with an afkamina. So the Be'er Sheva gives one or two afkaminas, and then that's how the Pimagodim has the Psichot HaLelus begins with that. He's going to tell you what are the differences between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. So one of the differences is, he quotes this Mordechai Megillah, who quotes a Bala Tosfos, not the Rabbeinu Tam, not the Rabbeinu Peret, not from the famous one, some other Bala, I forgot the name, a Bala Tosfos, not from the more famous ones, who raises the following question. He works on the assumption that Masif and Mechol Al HaKodesh is based on Tosefes Shviyas, which is Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Tosfos says it can't be. The Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai is only for Shemitah of Masif Mechol Al HaKodesh. And you can't extend that because Mehilchus Elo Yafir. You can't be done with the Mamatzinu HaKal V'Chaymer from Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. But the Mordechai is assuming that Gemara might cut the Mocker is Tosefes Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. And from the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai by Shemitah, that's how you derive Masif Mechol HaKodesh by Shabbos. So he says, the Gemara says in Brochas on Daf Chav Zayin, there's a machlokes of Yudah and Rabbanim. When is the earliest time you can daven Maariv? So Rabbi Yudah holds, you can only daven Mincha up until Plaga Mincha, and after Plaga is time for Maariv. And the Chachamim say, no, you can daven Mincha till the end of the day, and then you daven Maariv after the day is over. So the Gemara says, how do we paskin? You should have said, Yochi v'ram alochi ke rabim. So over here, somehow the Gemara feels that the Svara of Rabbi Yudah is so strong that the Zman of the Tfilus was instituted by the Chachamim corresponding to the Zman of the Korbanis. So they feel that Rabbi Yudah's position is a strong position. So they decided not to declare Yochi v'ram alochi ke rabim. They left it as a Sveke Redina. Instead of saying Yochiv Rabim, the Gemara says David Kemara, but David Kemara. We leave it like that as fake Adida. So the Gemara says, therefore, Rav had the practice. Rav told the Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos. Rav and Erev Shabbos, he would be Mekabel Shabbos early, and he would daven Maariv before the Shkia. He would daven Maariv after Plaga Mincha before the Shkia. So the Gemara has a suffix. Can you be Yotzi Kiddush then? There's Rav, Tzoldi, Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, that's only been a get to davening. Mincha Ma'ariv, he can have Ma'ariv after Plag, so he can daven the Shabbos, Dik, and Ma'ariv. Or can you even say Kiddush? Toshma, the Gemara says that Rav would daven Ma'ariv early, and he would say Kiddush, and then Kiddush at the Malkum, so that he would start the meal right away. So you see that you can be able to say Kiddush also. So the Mordechai, so the Rambam, is of the opinion, the Rambam is against the Gemara. The Rambam says there's only a din of Tosefes by Yom Kippur. There's never a din of Tosefes, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, only on Yom Kippur. The Rambam only holds from the Mocker, and it's only Yom Kippur. In fact, the Magen Mishnah learns Pshat and the Rambam that Tosefes Yom Kippur is only with respect to the Inuyim. It doesn't even apply to Malachim. You don't have to, when you're Muslim, Mechol Al HaKodesh and Yom Kippur, it's only been to get to Hinoi, not been to get to Malacha. Rav Soloveitchik was never too happy with that Magen Mishnah, so he thought that it's one Kedusha Sayyam that's Mechayev both. So how can you split? So he thought that once you're being Muslim, Mechol Al HaKodesh and Yom Kippur, it's even to get to Malacha. That Taina says in the Makevus HaMishnah. Makevus HaMishnah has that Taina. He thinks that Lefi Pshuto Shal HaRambam, once you say there is Masif Echol Al HaKodesh on Yom Kippur, it has to be Menegeit HaMalacha as well. Magevus HaMishnah is a very interesting chibra on the Rambam. A lot of times the Lech HaMishnah often asks, the Rambam is against the Gemara. So the Lech HaMishnah will stand on his head to give a whole pshat how the Rambam is bothered with Tosfos Kashya, and therefore he held a maskon as whatever, a whole fantastic chiddush. And very often the Magevus HaMishnah gives a flat, bland poshup pshat in the Rambam without fancy Pilpulim, he gives you the Poshup Shat in the Rambam, and every so often, Rav Soloveitchik would quote from a time that he thought the Makevus HaMishnah's Pshat was right. The flat blend. Instead of giving a fancy, like a Chaim's answer, an Or Samech's answer, something fancy. Pashut Pshat, that the Rambam never said what you thought that he said. He didn't say against the Gemara. Or he passed like the Yerushalmi. A lot of times at the Paschim, the Bir Agro writes like that a lot of times. You have a difficult Rambam, and the Alech Mishnah stands on his head to figure out how did the Rambam get this as Maskanas HaGemara. So the Vilna Gaon and the Bir Agro and Shulchan Aruch writes, Kedarka shall the Rambam lipsik bekama mekamis kedasa Yerushalmi neged HaBavli. Very often the Rambam Paschim is like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. That's a problem. Why? Because the Rif in the end of Erevin has a famous line. He says, the Mechabrei HaBavli were aware of everything that it says in the Yerushalmi. And if they write against the Yerushalmi, we assume Hilchus HaKebasroi. They took into consideration everything that it says in the Yerushalmi. And they passed Kanfakev. So this is a big historical question. Is it really true? So different books were written with that title, Haro Chachmei HaBavli is HaYerushalmi. Did the Chachmei HaBavli, did the editors of the Talmud Bavli, were they aware of everything that is said in Yerushalmi? Every so often there's a Rashi in his commentary. The Gemara will allude to something. The Bavli will allude to something. We don't know exactly what they're alluding to. It turns out that it's a Yerushalmi. So there you have a Beferish right. The Bavli is alluding to a Yerushalmi. So it seems that they did know. And the others say no, they're alluding to a story. They knew the story. They didn't know the story from the Yerushalmi. They knew the story because the story was floating around. So that's a historical question, but that's what the Rif writes in the end of Erevin. Whenever there's a stira between the Bavli and the Rishami, so we always pass them like the Bavli, because Hilchus HaKebasroi, because the later Chachamim, if they were aware of everything that was said before them, it took everything into consideration and they pass them against it, so then we should pass them like the Basroi. So that's the Rambam usually goes with the Rif. Rambam usually goes with the Rif, and here the Bir Agro writes, Kedarka shal Rambam lives at Bekama Mekam is Kedasa Yerushalmi Neged HaBavli. One of the places we will learn in Chulin this year, so the Bir Agro writes it, I think, in Simon Ayin, and maybe by Bosses and the Solomon Ayin in Yerideya. Says the Rambam Paschim's like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli, but he has it in a few places. The Rambam Paschim's, yeah. So the Rambam only quotes Tosefes Shabbos, only Tosefes by Yom Kippur. What does that mean? So there's a long Arichas in the Stechemet. Stechemet is an encyclopedia that was written 100 years ago by Sfardi, and who knew all the Sfardish Psak and all the Sfardish Menhogim, but he was a rabbi in a community where they had different Menhogim. He was a rabbi in Uzbekistan or something like that, somewhere in Russia. So he used to correspond with all the different rabbanim. He corresponded with the Netziv and with the Shlomo de Vilna, with other Gedolim, to find out whether the Menhogim in his community were authentic or they're just pulling his leg. Maybe they were Menhogim Shtus. So he wrote a whole, he started writing a whole correspondence because of the Shina and Menhogim. Then he turned out he wrote a whole encyclopedia. So he has quite a few pages, a Likud from a Svarim, quite a few pages on this topic. What does it mean? The Rambam only holds from Tosefes by Yom Kippur. It means you're not obligated to be Moisef Michoel HaKadosh by Shabbos and Yom Tov, but if you are Moisef, then it's Chal Min HaTorah. So that's what some say. Others say that's not true. The Rambam never said it. If you're Moisef Michoel HaKadosh and Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's not Chal Min HaTorah, it's Chal Min HaRabbanim. Others say it's not true either. The Rambam never said that. The Rambam doesn't hold from Tosefes. You're not Mechuyib and it's not Chal, not Min HaTorah, not Min HaRabbanim. Only by Yom Kippur. It's never Chal, not Min HaTorah, not Min HaRabbanim. So the question is, if there's no such thing as Tosefes Shabbos, how does the Rambam quote Rav Tzoldish al Shabbos Be'er Shabbos? He dav Ma'ariv early. So the Rambam says he can dav Ma'ariv on Erev Shabbos. He can dav Ma'ariv. It's not that a Shabbos is Chal. It doesn't become Shabbos. But then how can you say Kiddush on Erev Shabbos? So the Balei HaTosfos assume if Rav Tzoldish al Shabbos Be'er Shabbos and he made Kiddush, it means that the Tosefes Shabbos was Chal. He can't be Yotzi Kiddush on Erev Shabbos. The Rambam says not so, because the Gemara says in Brachos the Rav on rare occasions would, Tosfos says there'll be a big Shas Hadchak, you can say Havdalah late in the afternoon on Shabbos afternoon after Plaga Mincha. Just like you can daven Ma'ariv on Friday afternoon after Plaga Mincha before Laila, so you can daven Ma'ariv on Mitzvah Shabbos without Tochan Antonu on Shabbos afternoon. It's still going to be Shabbos till Seis HaKorom. You're not, but you can be Yotze Havdalah B'Tfilah. And then the Gemara said you can be Yotze Havdalah Alakos also, but you can't eat. You can say, if it's a big Shas HaTaki, you can say Havdalah both betvila and alakos late on Shabbos afternoon. So the Rambam says, the Rambam's opinion is that Kiddush and Havdalah both there, right? So both learned out from the pasuk Zocher Shamash Shabbos Lakacha Zocher Biknisasu Ubi Tziyosai. That both Kiddush and Havdalah, Tesis has two opinions about that. The Gemara says Kiddush is there, I said. The Gemara, it's a question whether the Gemara meant to say Havdalah is also there, I said, or not. So it's two opinions in Tesis. So the halacha, we passing, yes. We passing Kiddush and Havdalah, both there, I said, based on the same passing, Zohar. Zohar, because also beats Yosef. Some other is shining passing like the other Gemara, that Kiddush is based on Zohar, some Shabbos Lakachoi from Naseris Adibis. And Havdalah is based on a different pasuk. We have Dalta Mena Kodesh and Mena Chol, Mena Tom and Mena Tor, etc. But the Rambam doesn't pass them like that. The Rambam says Kiddush and Havdalah both learned that from the pasuk Zohar, because also be Tziyos, that's the shadow where the women are Mechayiv and Havdalah. So Kiddush and Havdalah should really be a mitzvah saseh shas magram. So the women should really be exempt from both. We said Kiddush is an exception to the rule because when HaKadosh Baruch proclaimed the Aseres Adibis on Shavuos, he said, Zachar v'shamah b'di b'rechad nema. So just like if you have a pasuk and you have two dinim in the pasuk, we treat it as a hekesh, we assume there's a connection. So if HaKadosh Baruch has said two dinim simultaneously, b'di b'rechad nema, ha'sheina pe'yichad l'adab v'lo ha'asin yichad l'adishmaya, if he said them both simultaneously, so that's stronger than a hekesh. Not only two dinim in the same pasuk, one in the first half of the pasuk, one in the second half of the pasuk. No. He said two din and mamas simultaneously. He said that's better than a hekesh. So what's the relevance of the hekesh zocher v'shamer? So shamer is aloisesi. Shamer pen v'al is aloisesi. So women are mechuyev to observe all the lavim, even if it's aloisesi shas man grama. So therefore, since kol sheyeshnem v'shamer yeshnem v'zocher. So even though zocher means to recite kiddush lahazikir, zocher means lahazikir to recite kiddush. Doesn't mean to remember. Pshuto sham nikra maybe means to remember. But the Torah of Alper, usually the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's not going to include rushes of the Torah of Alper in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, because in every generation, they have the right to add on more rushes of the Torah of Alper. So in that generation, they're going to come up with another five mitzvahs, based on the rush. You have to throw out five mitzvahs. You only have 613 mitzvahs. So that's not mistabe. You don't throw anything out just because it came up with a new drasha. And the Rambam holds the best in every generation has the right to come up with a new drasha. So the Rambam says there are 630 mitzvahs before you start any drasha, so the Torah Shabbat. 630 mitzvahs, lefi pshuto shel mikra. So how does he include Kiddush? Kiddush is only a drasha of the Torah Shabbat. So the Rambam says, not true. Zocha Shem Shabbos Lekacha, Zocha doesn't mean remember, it means lahazikir, to mention it. He said, that's pshuto shel mikra. It's not a drush of the Torah Shabbat. How does he know? So he says, because the Gemara says, Nashim chayavis b'kiddush hayam dvar Torah. What does that word mean, dvar Torah? So the Rambam claims, I don't know how we know, the Rambam claims dvar Torah means that that's pshuto shel mikra, that's Torah Shabbat. If it would have only been a drush, an additional level of interpretation, that the Torah Shabbat Peh adds on to the Pshuto Shemikra, he wouldn't have included it in the Minyan HaMitzvah. So he says, the Gemara is Lashon, Dasham, Chayos, Bikidish, Hayom, Dvar Torah. Dvar Torah means that it's Pshuto Shemikra. Okay. He thinks that that's the translation. So the Magen Mishnah quotes on the Rambam, the Rambam holds that both Kiddush and Havdalah are both their Eisen. But other Rishonim disagree. They hold Havdalah is only the Rabbanan, and some hold it's their Eisen, but based on a different Pasuk, not based on Zohar. Based on Hivdal Ben Atom Ben Hakodesh Ben Achol, so then it's questionable if it's based on the Hivdal Tem or Hadal is only the Rabbanan. Maybe women are not Mechayev Ben Abdal. So that's why the Magen Mishnah, that's why the Rambam quotes that there's a practice that the women never say their own Havdalah, because maybe women are only Mechayev Ben Kiddush, maybe they're not Mechayev Ben Abdal. But bottom line, we pasken the Ikar Adin, we pasken Havdal like the Rambam. Havdalah is their eyes, and women are mechuyev, even though it says man grama, because they learned that from the same post as Zohar. So the Rambam writes like this, Havdalah can be recited before Shabbos is over. You can say Havdalah betvila, if you have a big Shas HaKat, you can daven Ma'ariv and say Atochan Atonu on late Shabbos afternoon after plag, and you can say Havdalah alakos, he's going to be in a rush on Mitzvah Shabbos. He has to run to the airport to do some Dvar Mitzvah or something. So he can say Havdalah. Shabbos won't be over till Tzei Sakochavim. But officially he can say Havdalah. So the Rambam says, And it's lined up in the same pasuk, Kiddush HaAbdallah. So you see, HaAbdallah has to be recited Samach Litzias HaShabbos, Samach Lefaneh Le'achreah. As Shabbos is about to leave, or as Shabbos just left. There is no halacha, HaAbdallah can only be recited after Shabbos is over. So the Rambam extrapolates backwards. So Kiddush also doesn't necessarily, there is no din that has to be recited only after Shabbos entered. It has to be recited Samach Leknisas, either Samach Lefaneh Le'achreah. As Shabbos is about to enter. So he says, there is no such thing as Masif Mechol Ala Kodesh. It's just Nakal, not Chalme, not Torah, not Chalme, the Rabbanim. But nonetheless, a Yerzi Kiddush, just like he can say Havdalah before Shabbos left, so he can say Kiddush before Shabbos ended. He can't say Kiddush on Friday morning. It's not Samach Leknisas, but it's after Plaga Mincha, that's Samach Leknisas HaShabbos. So that's how the Rambam holds, that you can, the Gemara said you can be Yerzi, the Gemara had a suffix. Rav told us Shabbos, did he say Kiddush or not? We'll get to that suffix soon. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, yes, he used to make Kiddush and start the meal. So you see that, so the Rambam understood, Tosefis is not Chal on Shabbos, only Yom Kippur, no Tosefis on Shabbos. And nonetheless, you can say Kiddush, but the Baal HaTosfos didn't agree. Baal HaTosfos understood that he can only recite Kiddush if it is Shabbos. So why is it that you can say Kiddush late Friday afternoon when the sun is still shining, because Yom Kippur Tosefis Shabbos, and it is Chal. And the Baal HaTosfos don't hold like this Rambam. It's only Yom Kippur. It applies every Shabbos Yom Kippur, there's a din of Tosefis. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes a lashon Yesh Omrim, she mitzvah lehosim echol al kodesh. Why does he write Yesh Omrim? Because he knows that the Rambam disagrees. Rambam holds only by Yom Kippur. So that's why he writes Yesh Omrim. But he doesn't mean to paskin like the Rambam. He just said Yesh Omrim because he knows that Rambam disagrees. So the Baal HaTosfos are working on the assumption, not like the Rambam, that the fact that you can be Yotze Kiddush during on Erev Shabbos is based on the fact that there's Tosefis Shabbos. So the Mordechai quotes the Baal HaTosfos, the Baal Avram quotes this Mordechai, in Hilchos Kiddush, he's bothered with Akasha. The Chiyuv Kiddush is the Araisa based on Torah Shebichsav. The Zohar Sam Shabbos L'Katsha, and the Rambam says, Dvar Torah, the Gemara's Lashon, Noshim Chayav is Bikedish Hayam Dvar Torah. Dvar Torah means Pshutel Shal Mikra. So he's bothered with Akasha. If the whole mocker of Tosefis Shabbos is from the Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai of Esenetius, Tosefis says he can't be because Nilchus Alay Afina. If it would be only Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai by Shemitah, how can you extend it to Shabbos, to Yontif? So the Mordechai is assuming the mocker is Esenetius, and you do extend it. Tosefis says it can be. So he's bothered with Akasha. He can only be Yotzi Kiddush. He holds not like the Ram. He can only be Yotzi Kiddush if Tosefis Shabbos is Chal. How can you be Yotzi Kiddush of Torah Shebichsav during his man? That's only Torah Shebal Peh. Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai for sure is Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam says, Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai for sure is Torah Shebal Peh. The Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam, that was the machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lozov, but the Dinu Kedorah Shebichsav, the Dinu Kedorah Shebal Peh. So this Mordechai is working on the assumption that any din that's Torah Shebichsav is more chomer than a din that's only known to Allah and Moshe Mishin, the Torah Shebal Peh. The Pinu Gadon quotes a Yerushalmi like that. There's a Yerushalmi in Nazir. There's a Mishnah in Nazir. That's a din is a coin is not allowed to be metamel a mace unless it's one of the Zayin Kerev more. It's a mace mitzvah. Coin Gadol is not even allowed to be metamel to the Zayin Kerev, only to the mace mitzvah. So what if you have a coin and a coin gadol are walking on the highway and they bump into a mace mitzvah and they have no cell phone, they can't call a chevra kadisha, but you don't need both of them to bury the mace mitzvah. One of them could do it on his own. So which of the two should be metamel a mace mitzvah? So the Gemara has the klal. Whenever you have to violate an avera for the purpose of pikuach nefesh, so machil mosa akala katchil. The Gemara in the last perek and yom. If the let's say you have to either eat nevela or you eat chelev in order to stay alive. So chelev is an isakaris and nevela is an isalav. So violate a lav. Or let's say you have to eat either chelev or tevel. So tevel is misa b'dei shamayim. Chelev is karis. So karis is worse than misa b'dei shamayim. So eat the tevel. Don't eat the chelev. Chelev is mochamah. So the Gemara says whenever you have to violate an isa, but you have etter, pikuach nefesh, so you should try to minimize it. Let's say we pass on chatzushir asa min haTorah. Even a chatzushir is also asa min haTorah. So let's say a chayla misukin has to eat on Yom Kippur. So if he eats a full shir, that's a nisa karis. If he eats a chatzisha, that's a nisa deraisa without karis. So if he can save his life, if he can do and accomplish the bikoch nefesh by violating a lesser aver, so don't violate the more chomedic aver. So that's what we usually assume. Let him eat pachas pachas mikishir. At the end of the day, he will eat a whole meal, but he's going to wait a couple of minutes in between the first chatzisha and the next chatzisha. So Gamad, he only violated the Issa deraisa of chatzishir, didn't violate the Issa deraisa of kishir. So that's akala kalthila. It's not a chatzishir, it's only the Rabbanim. Chatzishir is we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. The first half and the last paragonium, chatzishir is also menatar, but there's no karis. So why violate an Issa karis if you can do the bikoch nefesh without karis? So the Mishnah has such a din. If the kain gadol and the kain hed, you're not walking down the highway, they bump into a meis mitzvah. So the kain gadol isa tumah lemeisim is more chomer than that of the kain hedya. Vohar raya, he doesn't even have a head for the zayin kareivim. So let the kain hedya be mitame. What if it's a kain gadol and a nazir? They're both walking down the highway and they both have the same din. Neither is mitame to the zayin kareivim, but both are mitame to a meis mitzvah. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. Who's the kal and who's the chomer? Each one gives an argument in the Mishnah. So the Rishalmi has on that Mishnah. Then the Mishnah has, what if you have two kind of gedolim walking down the highway? What is the kain gadol carried over from the Baris Rishon? He was Mashuach B'Shem and Amishcha, and one is a Mashuach, one is a kain gadol Maruba B'Gadim. So there's a slight difference. The Mishnah says in the end of the first parak of Megillah, Ein Bein Kain Mashuach B'Shem and Amishcha, Kain Maruba B'Gadim, Ela Par Haba Kol Amitzah. So the kain gadol, who's a Mashuach B'Shem and Amishcha, has a slightly higher level of Kedushas Kohen Gedolah, then the kain gadol who's only meruba begadim. So if they're both able, either of them is able to bury the meis mitzvah, you don't need both. So you should rather have the meruba begadim bury the meis mitzvah rather than have the mashoch b'shem and amishcha. That's slightly, one is more kal than the other. So machin mosa kal akal, you do the kal akal. So the question is, what if you have two nazirim on the highway? One is a nazir. He took an Aziris for 30 days, or for 6 months, right? Minimum 30 days. Took an Aziris. One is a Nazar Olam. Nazar Olam, you have Dinim in the Mishnayos, but it's not in Chumash. That's only known through the Torah Shabbat. So the Yerushalmi has, if you have one is a Nazar based on Torah Shabbat, one is only a Nazar based on Torah Shabbat, so the Dinim of Torah Shabbat are a slightly lower level than the Dinim in Torah Shabbat. That's what the Gemara has written. So what? Milsid Alsid Kalvachimer. Why? If you can figure it out to a Kalvachayma, the answer is if you would only establish a din based on a Kalvachayma, Kalvachayma is from the Midah Shatar Nebeshes Bem, and the din would have been Torah Shabbat Peh. Whatever is learned out from Midah Shatar Nebeshes Bem is Torah Shabbat Peh. That was the Machlokes of Yechon and Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar, where the Rav Torah is Bichsav, Rav Torah is Baal Peh. So that's what the Be'er Sheva said. The Machlokes was, and the bulk of the Torah Shabbat Peh are the dinim that are established based on the Midah Shatar Nebeshes Bem. That you're reading in between the lines, that you're adding on. So we assume that it's Torah Shabbat Peh, it's not Torah Shabbat Chsav. So if you have, so the Gemara says, if you have a din that you can figure out the din on your own based on a Kal V'Chomer, Milsa dasa b'kavachem a torach because of lakro. Once in a while, the chumash will write it, so it should be torah shevichsav. Should be mochomer. Shouldn't just be based on midrash atar and reshes. That means torah shabbat peh. Once torach because of lakro becomes torah shevichsav is mochomer. So this mordcha is working with that assumption. The balatess is that the mordcha megillah quotes is working with the assumption that kiddush is the lefi pshuto shel mikra. So chazam shabbos lekatrei. Torah shevichsav says you have to say kiddush. How can you be, let's say, a katan is going to say Kiddush. A child before Bar Mitzvah is going to say Kiddush. So he says, his chiv is only midirabana. And the adult after Bar Mitzvah is mechiv in Kiddush menatara. So the katan is only mechiv in the rabbana, can't be moitzi. The one is mechiv menatara. It's like the Ramban and the Muhammad and Baruchis gives a marshal. Just like he can't be mafresh truma menapotar al achiv. You have to be mafresh menachiv al achiv. So let's have two bushels of tevel. One is tevel manator, one is tevel midirabbanon. So you can't be mafresh on the tevel midirabbanon and tevel manator. That's called midirabbanon alachiv. And even if they're both midirabbanon, but one is a higher level midirabbanon than the other, One is Lakulach, and one is Demai Chveis, and one is Anochri, Yesh Kenyan Anoch and Havkiyah. So not all of the Rabbanans are on the same level. So you have to figure out which is Machomer than which. You can't be Mafish from a lower level Chiyah than a higher level Chiyah. So that's what the Mordechai is bothered with, the Kasha, the whole fancy Kasha. How can one fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa? If Kiddush is Torah Shebichzav, he's reciting Kiddush during this Mano Tosefis, which is only known through the Torah Shebal Peh, the Halacha Mashim in Sinai, of Esa Netiyas. So how can it be Yotze, a din Daraisa of Torah Shebichzav, based on his man of Torah Shebal Peh? It's a lower level. That's the Kasha. And then he gives a funny answer. So the answer is problematic. So since it's just Mechus Zman, that's okay. It's questionable what the answer is. But that's a fascinating kasha. The kasha is a fascinating kasha. So the Pei Megadim and his Psicha Kalela starts off with this Be'er Sheva, with the Gemara. It starts off with the Gemara in Gittin. There's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rebbe Loza, where the Rav Torah is B'chsav, Rav Torah is Balpeh. How can there be a Machlokes? Of course, Torah Shebalpeh is much more than Torah Shebalpeh. Any library, the Torah Shebalpeh only has 24 Svarim. Torah Shebalpeh is Arucha Me'eretz Midah, Rechove Min Hayam. The Gemara in Erevin applies that pasuk to the Torah Shebalpeh. So the Be'er Sheva explains that the Machlokes of Be'er Ablazer is all the dinim that are based on drushes. That's the bulk of all of the Torah Shebalpeh, the halachas, the dinim that are based on drushes, that they have the status of Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebalpeh. Then he says, "My nafkemina, what's a Yav Machlokes? It has to be a nafkemina." So he starts rattling off a whole bunch of nafkemina. So he has one of the nafkemina says this kasha of the Mordechai, that the Mordechai quotes a Bala Tosfos, who asks this kasha, how can one fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, which is in Torah Shebichsav, during this man of Tosefis, which is only Torah Shebichsav. According to the Rambam, kasha doesn't get off the ground. The Rambam says, there is no Tosefis Shabbos. There is no such thing, only Tosefis Yom Kippur. So the Rambam holds that this man of Kiddush is Samach L'Knesset Sa Shabbos, but for now, you can be Yotze, just like you can say Havdalah before Shabbos ends. So you can say Kiddush before Shabbos enters also. But the Balei HaTosfos understood not so. You can only be Yotze Kiddush on Shabbos. And it's only Shabbos based on Torah Shabbat Peh. How can the Torah Shabbat Peh's man satisfy a requirement for a mitzvah of Torah Shabbat Chsav? He has more nafkeminis there. It's very fascinating. Rav Soloveitchik once gave a shir on the topic of Tosefis. He started off with the Netziv's Tshuva. The Netziv, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik is married to the granddaughter of the Netziv. And the last few years in Valozhin, they were co-Rosh Yeshiva, and then when they closed the Yeshiva, that was soon afterwards the Netziv passed away. I think he probably got a heart attack because they closed the Yeshiva. Rav Chaim continued on for a while. The Yeshiva was closed in 1892 or something like that. Rav Chaim passed away by the First World War, 20 years later. 30 years later, quite a while later. So the Netziv has the following shadow that Rav Soloveitchik started off his Yahrzeit Drosha with. A woman benches Licht on Erev Yontif. That's another question. Is it more correct to bench Licht on Erev Yontif like Erev Shabbos, 18 minutes before, half an hour before Shkia? Or should you bench Licht when the husband comes home from Shul? Shabbos, you can't bench Licht on Shabbos, it's a malacha. But on Yontif, if you light a candle from a candle that's already lit, it is mut if you need it. So many poskim are of the opinion of Bitzel at Petterburg has a tshuva about this in the Pri Yitzchok. He says, more correct is that's quote Shabbos. Kibbut v'yonig. The Rambam says, kibbut v'yonig apply to Yontif like to Shabbos, even though it's problematic. The Gemara seems to say it's only on Shabbos. But the Rambam applies it to Yontif. And the difference between Kibbut V'Yonig, the Bir Abra writes in Hilchas Yontif, Kibbut means hachanas that you do in advance, and Yonig means the pleasure that you enjoy on Shabbos and on Yontif. So Kibbut would require to bench Licht on Erev Yontif. You shouldn't wait till Yontif to light the candle. You should light the candle on Erev Yontif. So then it is talking about such a situation. A woman benches Licht half an hour before the Shkia Erev Yontif. She's Mekabel Yontif. She says Shach Yonu. You can't say Shachyana for Yontif unless you're Mekabel Yontif. That the Gemara has. The Gemara says in Erevin that on Yom Kippur you have to say, Gemara has a shayla, do you say Shachyana on Yom Kippur? You don't say Kiddush Alayayin. The Gemara says Shachyana doesn't have to be Alayayin. Shachyana on Rafila Bashuk. You can say Shachyana on Yontif even if you're walking in the street. you enhance the chashivas of the shachyana, the bracha of zman, shachyana l'zman hazeh. If you recite it ala yayin, it'll be a mocha of a bracha. But strictly speaking, you can say the afila bashur. So even on Yom Kippur, when you're not going to say ala yayin, you should still say shachyana. So we say right after kol nidre, the chasen says shachyana, I'm sure everybody says alum. So the Gemara says beferish. You can say shachyana and have in mind not to be mekabel Yom Kippur. Shachyana can only be recited on Yom Kippur. So let's say the woman is mekabel Yom Kippur, and the women, a lot of women have the practice, they say shachyana when they bench licht. So that's it. Let's say a lot of women, they're going to bench licht and they're of Yom Kippur, then they want to drive to shul. So they want to have in mind not to be mekabel Yom Kippur. If they want to have in mind not to be mekabel, then you got to tell them, don't say shachyana, say shachyana when shul. Once you say shachyana, you're assuming that it is Yom Kippur. So the woman bench licht and they're of Yom Kippur, half an hour before the shkia, she says shachyana, she's mekabel Yom Kippur. Then she gets a telegram that a relative died. The relative died, so she takes off her shoes, she observes Avelos for 10 minutes, then Yontav comes Shkia, and it cancels the Avelos. So that din only applies if a person started Nihug Shiva before Yontav, then when Yontav comes, it cancels the remainder of the Shiva. A Kavras Mesa Baregel, if someone dies and is buried on Chalamoid or on Yontav, Yontav Rishin can bury Agdei Amimim, Yontav Sheni can bury Agdei Yisrael if need be. Chalamoid, for sure you bury Agdei Yisrael. So if one is buried, if the Chiyuv Avelos begins in the middle of Yontav, you don't begin the Shiva to left the Yontav. Yontav only cancels if the person observed Avelos before. So here the Shaila is, the woman was Mekabel Tosefes Yontav when she bench licht. So the Netziv has the Shaila, is the din of Tosefes only Chal with respect to Issa Malachim, but not when you get to Simcha? So the Simchas Yontav didn't begin yet. So she was right. She took off her shoes. She was not Gabelis for 10 minutes. Then comes Shkia. And then the Chiyuv Simcha comes and it cancels the remainder of the Shiva. Or do you say no? When you Mekabel Tosefes, it's Tosefes not only Chal Benegiah to the Yisr Meloche, it's Chal Benegiah to all the Mitzvahs Hayayim. So the Chiyuv Simcha already took effect on the minute the woman said Shachyano. She benches Licht. She says Shachyano. She's Mekabel Yontav. She did wrong. She's not supposed to take her shoes off. You're not supposed to observe Avelos and Yontav. So she has to observe the whole Shiva after Yontav. So that's the topic of one in the Tshuvas of Dinasim. So Rav Soloveitchik formulated like that. That's the deal whether Tosefes is only Chal Masif and Mechal HaRakot is only Chal Benegeh to Issa Malocha, or is it Chal Benegeh to all the other mitzvahs as well. The Gemara says you can say Kiddush. The Gemara says you can say Kiddush. It could be that Gufa was the Gemara's suffix. The Gemara's poshet that you see you can say Kiddush is Chal Benegeh to all the mitzvahs Hayom. Or one can say not so. One can say that Zach v'Shamer b'Dibur Echad Nemro because the two are interconnected, they're intertwined. Shama means not to do malacha. Shem Shabbos means he doesn't do malacha. Tzaloi sesi, Shama pen v'yala zaloi sesi. And Zach means to recite Kiddush. So it could be the Rambam writes in one place at the end of Hilchas Shabbos, the Rambam writes, what motivated the Chachamim to introduce the laws of Muktzeh? So the Rambam writes, I don't know what he's talking about. In my Gemara it says, that's what it says in our Gemara also, in my Gemara it says that what motivated them to introduce Muktzeh was that we're afraid people are going to carry. Beim Shabbos, Beim Yom, they're afraid they're going to carry. So Muktzeh is a gzera of Haitzoah. But they can't declare a table and a chair and a safer and the food is you shouldn't carry anything in the house because you may forget and carry into the street. It's going to make life impossible. So they didn't want to make a gzera shenar ena tzibi chodam lamed by. So whatever has a shtamshu, so they didn't make a gzera of tiltal, shemi yataltal, maybe you carry it in the street. Whatever is a piece of junk anyway, you don't really need it. So it doesn't really interfere with your observance of Shabbos. You can do Shabbos. So he said, don't handle it. If you don't need it anyway, it's a piece of junk. So don't handle it. So the rabbi said, that's when it says in my Gemara. I don't know why he's philosophizing here. But the Rambam writes that what motivated the Chachamim to introduce Muktzeh is, the Issa Tiltum Muktzeh, is that there are some people who live in an old age home and they don't do any malacha. They're retired. They don't lift a finger. They don't do malacha week long. They don't cook the food. They eat food in the chadar ochel. They don't do their laundry. The laundry is taken care of. They don't turn on the light, turn off the light. They don't lift a finger all week long. They don't do any malacha. So on Shabbos, they don't do malacha, but it's not a shvisa hanikeres. It's not noticeable that they're observing Shabbos. All week long, they don't do any malachas anyway. And the Rabban Shalom wants that it should be a shvisa hanikeres. How does it say? Something like that. So the Rambam writes, we want that it should be a shvisa hanikeres. So that's why the Chachamim introduced, that's one of the motivations to introduce the Issa Muktzeh, to make the abstaining from malachas into a shvisa hanikeres. So it could well be that the reciting of Kiddush on Shabbos is a mitzvah min haTorah, zocher. Zocher, Noshim Chayav is Kiddush Yom Dvar Torah, it's a din. Could be that reciting Kiddush is to make the Issa Malacha into a shvisa hanikeres. Because maybe he just has nothing to do with malacha about. But if he recites Kiddush, then he's declaring, I'm abstaining from malacha because the Torah requires that I shouldn't do malacha. So it could be that Masif and Mechal HaKadosh La'odom is only with respect to malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha. But it goes on Kiddush also. The Gemara had the Shaila. Can you say Kiddush or not? It's only been to get to malacha, but Kiddush is connected with malacha. Reciting that Kiddush like as if Kiddush were the Bichas HaMitzvah. Usually Bichas HaMitzvah is only the Rabbanah. As if Kiddush is the Bichas HaMitzvah or the Shvisa Mevacha, to accomplish that it should become a Shvisa Hanikeres. So that's a Shaila. Is there a Chiyav Simcha? Is there a Chiyav Simcha?
Could do Kiddush Yom before the Zman, like Shabbos? Is that also?
The what?
Yontif. Could you also make early Yontif? Well, only Shabbos can make early Shabbos.
Yeah, you can make early Yontif also. Yeah. Sure. We have a minig that we don't make Kiddush early on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. So we don't want to bring in the Yom HaDin early. And then we have a minig din the Seder, since it says Be'erev Toch L'Matzah, Zvachla Sabasa B'alayla Hazeh. So Tosfos says that you can't eat the matzah, the Korban Pesach, during this man of Tosefes. Not all the Rishayim agree. The Tosfei HaRosh there in Brachas Avchal Zayin disagrees. He says he can eat the Korban Pesach and finish the whole Seder when the sun is still shining. As long as you have a Kabbal Kedushas Hayam of Pesach after Plag HaMincha, he can run through the whole Seder during the Zman of Tosefes. But in Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote
the Rambam. Well, maybe could the Rambam. The Rambam is not Tosefes. He could be, the Indian to be Kabbal early. It's not even Tosefes. But if you hold the Tosefes, Yom Tov is not Tosefes.
According to them, it's not Tosefes on Shabbos. Correct. Either. And you can still say Kiddush and start the meal, and Kiddush al Malkam Suda. So if you can do it on Shabbos, you can do it on Yom Tov also.
But if you rehold it, you used Tosefes on Shabbos, but not on Yom Tov, can you still make Kiddush early?
No, I don't think anybody holds like that. It's only Tosefes on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. There is no Shita. Like the other Rishonim.
Only Shabbos.
There's no Shita. No, it's Yom Tov the same as Shabbos. If you can make Kiddush early on Shabbos, even though it's not yet Shabbos, according to the Rambam, so you can make Kiddush early on Yom Tov also and start the meal. So the Rambam writes that just like the Mechaber wrote on Pesach, you shouldn't say Kiddush early because so they say that Kiddush is the first of the Arba Kaisis and all the mitzvahs halayla have to be fulfilled by Laila. You can't be yoy to any of the mitzvahs before Tzei Sakochah. So you shouldn't begin the Seder until Tzei Sakochah. All the mitzvahs that arise, the matzah and the Korban Pesach should be dafka by Laila, and even the mitzvahs that are born and also the Abba should be only by Laila.
Shavuos, you can't do it there because Kimimus.
So Shavuos, there's a Chumrah from the Achrayim. Not all of them had that Chumrah. That you don't say, some had the meaning not even to dav mairim till after tzeis hakochavim, and others have only the meaning not to say Kiddush at home until after tzeis hakochavim because of tmimas. And the pashtus says that it was invented by the achrayim. There is no such din. The Gemara never says there's a din of tmimas. There is no such din. Then it's even a commentary on Chumash wants to make it into a din deraisa, that there's no that you can't be yotzei Kiddush during this man of Tosefes. Because the pasuk says by Shavuos, "Krasim be'etzam ayam azeh mikra kodesh." Krasim mikra kodesh means to recite Kiddush, and it says be'etzam ayam azeh. The Gemara says that expression by Yom Kippur means etzam azeh means itzumah shel yom, and not during this man of Tosefes, that one eats If a person eats during this man of Tosefis, there's no kares. So Gemara learns it out from the phrase that says, so the same expression, etzem ayam hazeh, appears in Emor, Parshas Emor, in connection with Kiddush on Shavuos. So the Netziv, Rabbi Shlomo Levilna, also it's the same. They lived, they were contemporaries. Shlomo Levilna has an Abinya Shlomo. They both have the same suggestion, that they made it as if it's a din deraisa, that you can't be yotzei Kiddush on Shavuos during this man of Tosef. But the Pashto thing, the whole thing is all only a chumrah from the Achronim. Not to make Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah early because of Yom Adin. And it's a new idea. Gemara doesn't
and
say
Sukkot is the same thing. Tesuf, tesuf.
Oh, so the Ramah says Sukkot, you shouldn't say Kiddush early on Sukkot. Why not? What's Tesuf, Tesuf? So he says he can't be Yotzei, then just like he can't be Yotzei Matzah during this man of Tosefis, because it says, Ba'erev tochel matzah davka balayla. This man of Tosefis is too early. So Tesuf, Tesuf, you can't be Yotzei the Suda on Sukkot. During this man of Tosefis. So they quote a kasha b'shem Rab Chaim. If you would only say the bracha leisha basuka, the first night of Sukkot, so I'd understand why you can't make Kiddush early. But you say leisha basuka, all of Sukkot. So what's wrong? Say Kiddush early. Be mekabel Sukkot early. Say Kiddush. Say Shachyano. Say Kiddush. And you'll make sure that you eat a kazayis balayla after tzeis ha-kochavim. What's so bad? That's what they quote Rab Chaim's kasha. Why does the Ramah say Tezvav, Tezvav, from Pesach? Just like Pesach, he can't be yotzei mitzvah matan about yom, and you can't even say Kiddush because all abakosis, all the mitzvahs alayla have to be davka balayla. So in Sukkot also the mitzvah b'achila balayla harishain is hukash hamishasa hamishasa. It's compared to eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. So you'll eat a kazayis after Pesach Chacham. What's so bad about saying Kiddush?
You have to eat when you're hungry. So the first that's sukkah also maybe.
Okay, it says you have to be hungry. Okay. That could be the terrence. So there's a sefer Divrei Yecheskel. Divrei Yecheskel was written by one of the Rosh Yeshiva from Slobodka, Yecheskel Burstein. So he quotes that in the yeshiva, in the Olam HaYeshivas, they said this kasha on the Ramah b'shem Rab Chaim. Why does the Ramah say you can't say Kiddush early on Erev Sukkot? If you would only say Leisha Basukah for eating the first night, so you can't be Yotzuk during this man of Tosefis. But you say Leisha Basukah, all of Sukkahs. So all the mitzvahs of Sukkahs begin during this man of Tosefis, Mebod Yom, and you make up of Tosefis Sukkahs, and you'll eat this more later. He was bothered with the kash. So the Divrei Yecheskel says that apparently there are more choshish for the Tosefis and Ksubis when you're Moshe Mechol Al HaKodesh, it's only Chal Benegea to Maloche and Kiddush, and that's all. Only these two. And Zachal ben Geir to the Shar Mitzvah. So that's why you can't say Leisha Basukah. All of the rest of Sukkahs, there is a mitzvah Leisha Basukah. But during this Man of Tosefis, not. So that was the Dion that the Netziv raised the question. The Balabasta was Makabal Tosefis Yontif. She was Madlik. There she said Shech Yonu. She was Makabal Yontif. Is Tosefis Yontif. Only Chal ben Geir to Malocha. But Simcha doesn't begin till there is no Tosefis on Simcha. So then she did right. She took off, she read the telegram. She took off her shoes. There was no simcha. You don't observe Avelis on Yantar because the simcha is Yantar. But if the simcha doesn't begin until Yantar, so during this man of Tosefis, there is no chiv simcha. Or should be assumed, that was the Sophic of the Netziv. Should be assumed that all the mitzvahs are allowed to begin during this man of Tosefis. So that was the deal of the Netziv.
Raisa comes out if you have all the chumers and achronim on these different yontov. The only time you can recover yontov early, other than Yom Kippur, is the Shavuos or Pesach.
Yeah. But it's really chumers. Yeah, it's only really chumers and achronim.
The Shmini Atzeres also chumer, you know. So.
Yeah. Shmini Atzeres, if you mekabel Shmini Atzeres early, so it's going to be a dion. In Chutz Lortz, we sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but in Eretz they don't. And even in Chutz Lortz, you don't say a bracha. Leisha Basuk and Shmini Atzeres. You only say Bracha on Hashanah Rabbah. So if you're going to be Mekabel Shmini Atzeres early, it's going to be an Esek with the Kiddush. Should you say Leisha Basuk or not? So that's why it says that the Ramah said you shouldn't be Mekabel, you shouldn't say Kiddush early on Leil Shmini Atzeres. So you're right. You have a Chumah not to say Kiddush early on Rosh Hashanah because Yom Adin, and Shavuot is because Tmimas, and Shmini Atzer is because Leisha Basuka, and Leisha Basuka on the first night of Sukkot, and Pesach night, the Mechaba says. So you're only left with Shvi Shal Pesach, yeah. But these are Pashtas, these are all Chumas from Nachronim. I remember when I was a Talmud in the Yeshiva, one of the Rabbeim, we had Rabbeim who were refugees who learned in the Yeshivas in Europe. When I was a little boy in elementary school, I had big Talmud Chachamim teaching us. And we had Rabbeim, it taught us Chumash and Rashi. They knew all the Rashis from the Gemara. They didn't need the Rashi and Chumash. They knew all the Gemaras and all the Taisus and all the Pnei Yeshuas. So we were fortunate. So I remember one of the Rabbeim, when I was in high school, one of the Rabbeim mentioned that the Netziv has a lot of times, he interprets Pesukim and comes up with new dinim. He interprets Pesukim and new dinim. He said that the Chafetz Chaim was not happy with the way the Netziv dashed in Pesukim by Katana. The Tanaim had the ability to dash him sukkim. The Achrayim, Siv comes up with a lot of very original ideas. Tosis in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim has a machlokes. Let's say on a regular Shabbos in the summertime, a lot of people are mekadosh the Shabbos early, and they make Kiddush when the sun is still shining, and they start the meal. So you have to eat challah to be yotze the Suda Shabbos. If you don't have challah, you're not yotzeh. That's why the din is, if you bench, if you get ritzeh, you have to repeat the benching. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, based on the Shulchan Aruch, it's not that you're not yotzeh the benching, yotzeh the benching, but you're not yotzeh Suda Shabbos. So you have to repeat the benching to be kaber the Suda, the shem Suda Shabbos. To be kaber the Suda, you need Kiddush in the beginning and Haskaras ritzeh at the end. So if the din would have been that you can be yotze Suda Shabbos without bread, without pas, and you would have said Barnefoshes at the end, then even if you had bread and you forgot to say, you wouldn't have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon. So we assume that you need pas. So there's a big machlokes achrenim, how much pas do you have to have? So many say kezayis. That's the Loshan HaGemara, the end of Shabbos. The Gemara says kezayis. You should eat. Afal pishin etzarech elel kezayis pas. That's what it says in the Gemara. And then other Achranim say, no, you have to have a kebetza, because the Gemara in Sukkah says that bread less than a kebetza is called achilas aroi. And it's only called achilas keva if you have more than a kebetza. So some Achranim say, in order to be a tzitzudah Shabbos, you have to have achilas keva, should be kebetza. Others say kebetza is not enough. Kebetza is achilas aroi, has been yosem a kebetza. So if you look in Achranim, they have three opinions. How much challah do you have to have? Kezayis, kebetza, so that's a big machlokes in Tosfos 2 days on the first half in Arvei Pesachim. What if you make kiddush mevod yom in the summertime and you start ein kiddush on the makom suda, you wash and you have your challah? Do you have to leave over a kazayis, a kebetza, yosem kebetza to eat at the end of the meal after tzeis hakochav? What do you say? No, you can be yotze the suda Shabbos during this man of Tosfos. So that's the same shaila. That's the same Shabbat. Is Tosef is only going to get the Malach and Kiddush. The Kiddush is connected with the Malach to make it into a Shvisa Hanikeres. Or does this matter of the Zin, the Din of Tosef is Chal, then you get to all the Dinim of Shabbat, all the Dinim of Yantar.
So if you make early Shabbos, you still have to get the Kazayas after tonight in the Suda Shabbos.
What do you say? Even in make early Shabbos?
Make early Shabbos, but you have to eat the Kazayas and it's night already. You could eat the fish as you eat, but at the end of the meal, you still have to eat something, and it's night. Oh,
that's the Taz recommended because of the machlokes and Tosfos. That's the machlokes and Tosfos. Whether the din of Tosefis is only chal benegir to Meloche, or it's even chal benegir to the other din of Shabbos. So the Taz recommends you should always have some chal at the end of the meal to make sure. Okay, we will stop here. Good. Belina Eder, tomorrow we will continue on the Gemara. We're still on Rav Tess.
But Rav did make Kiddush.
Rav made Kiddush and he started eating.
So you can ask all the questions you want, but Rav is obviously saying that you can make. That even though you're a Tosef and Shabbos, you can still make kind of it's a
Kiddush.
Kiddush.
And then he started the meal. Ain't Kiddush on Mahmoud. But the question is, did he have, maybe he had a more chal at the end of it?
Not to my times. He said that the Sheb, the Sheba, that's a question. If you're making the capital, that applies to maybe that applies only to the Botsasays or the Nuyim or whatever it is, but not to the Ditzvahs.
Esther?
Rob did.
Okay, we're here.
So that's why could be the Kiddush is connected with the Issa Malacha, makes it into Shvisa Niket. Could be when you get to the other mitzvahs, it doesn't apply.
Well, just Kiddush.
Only Kiddush, because Kiddush and Zacha V'Shama are connected. Zacha means Kiddush and Shama means Malacha. Uh-huh. So it could be that Kiddush is connected to make it into a Shvisa Niket. But all the other mitzvahs, maybe not. That's what the Divrei Cheskel defended the Ramah from Chaim's Kasha. Chaim asked, what's so bad? Even if you hold that, you're not Yotzei with Eden and Erev Pesach, Erev Sukkos during this Man of Tosefes, not Yotzei the special mitzvah of Laila Harishon of Sukkos. But the mitzvah of Sukkos is not Yotzei eating Sukkos like all 7 days. So let this Man of Tosefes be the same as the other 7 days. Why can't you say Laisha Basukkos? What's the problem? So he suggests, the Cheskel suggests, maybe the Ramah is cautious for that Chita Tosefes and Ksubis, that during this month of Tosefes, there's no mitzvah of Simcha and Yom Kippur. Only Malach. It's only Chal Ben Egeh.
That's the Ram and Shita in general, that even Tosefes for Yom Kippur only applies to the Yinun.
No, the Magen Mishnah claims, according to the Ram, it's only Chal Ben Egeh to Yinun.
Right.
But so the Merkabes and Mishnah thinks it's not.
There would certainly should be allowed to do that. The Simcha doesn't apply to Simcha. The Tosefes Yom Kippur doesn't apply to the Simcha.
Okay. Correct, yeah. Very good.
That's what I mentioned. I think that Maharil gives a different reason about Erev Rosh Hashanah besides, I don't think he quotes the Yom HaDin thing, but he goes, those are the minute to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's a question whether Masan or Mashlimin or not.
Uh-huh.
From that point of view. So that's way earlier than the other reason, I think.
Okay. Very good.
But by the two Nazirim, the Nazir Olam and the Nazir Shloshim, what was the discussion?
Yerushalmi says that two Nazirim walking down the road, one is a Nazir based on Torah Shebichsav, one is a Nazir Olam that the Mishnayis have the dinim, but that's only known through the Torah Shebal Peh. So all you need is one of them should be Mitamei to bury the Meis Mitzvah. So the Yerushalmi says the Nazir Olam has the lesser Iser, because Nazir Olam is only known through the Torah Shebal Peh, Halacha Moshe Mesinai, and the Nazir Stam is in Chumash. So a din that's only from Torah Shabbat Peh is a lower level than a din that's in Torah Shabbat.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay.